You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer has extended the stay-at-home order until May 15th, which also extends some of the cabin fever that is going around.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now via Skype is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzin. Welcome, Ann.
Good morning.
And when you start to get a case of the cabin fever, as many of us probably have in recent weeks, what do you do to alleviate that?
I either go take a run, or if I've already taken a run, I just go walk pretty much almost in circles around my neighborhood. What about you?
Well, I do some walking and some, you know, actual physical moving activities. But I also, I have to admit, I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing lately on Nintendo Switch, so it makes me feel better.
And now I do want to note before we talk about cabin fever that this does not apply to the folks who are essential workers. And I want to take this moment, I know you do as well, to just extend our gratitude to the folks who are out there doing the essential work in hospitals and in grocery stores and all the other places where people need to be working right now.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And then there are those of us who are being asked to work from home, and that can cause some cabin fever. Now, when you think about where this might come from, Rebecca, what do you picture?
I tend to picture something maybe to do with fur traders or pioneers in the 1800s living in log cabins, something like that.
You are spot on.
Awesome.
And what you have avoided is there is a folk etymology out there, totally understandable, where people think, oh, this must come from ship cabins and, you know, long transatlantic or transpacific boat rides where people got cabin fever because they were stuck in their ship cabins. But in fact, you are right. It comes from the frontier. It comes from the West. And this idea that people were in their cabins and in the winter months, they were stuck in their cabins. It goes back to early 1900s, maybe the late 1800s. In 1918, there is a novel called Cabin Fever. And in the novel, there's a line that says, "The mind fed too long upon monotony succumbs to the insidious mental ailment which the West calls cabin fever." And that cabin fever can be, as I think many people are experiencing right now, perhaps restlessness, perhaps irritability, some anxiety, perhaps talking to oneself.
Perhaps,
I don't know if any of this happened for you. Now, this is much more common in American English. And as I was doing some work on this, I discovered that there are, in Michigan, resorts called Cabin Fever.
Wow. I don't know that that's the name I would have chosen for my resort.
Well, that was my first reaction, but then I was doing more research on fever, and cabin fever is ambiguous. If you look at the history of fever, it comes into English from Latin really early, and by the 1300s, it's being used figuratively in addition to describing the actual physical ailment of a fever, and it could be used to describe nervous excitement or intense enthusiasm or interest in something. And we still do that sometimes. You'll hear about tulip fever or the Academy Awards fever. And once you realize that, you can see that something different might be happening with cabin fever. In the 19th century in the US, you sometimes got noun plus fever used to describe people wanting to move from one part of the United States to another. You'd see things like Michigan fever, or in the 1830s, the Oregon fever began to spread among Americans. When you think about it that way, cabin fever could both be you're sick of being in your cabin, or you are enthusiastic about going to a cabin.
So many of us could be experiencing both of those cabin fevers right now, especially with summer coming.
Point.
Also spring fever for a lot of us. Hopefully the weather will start getting nicer and warmer, giving us something to look forward to. Thanks so much, Ann.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzin is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.